At the April 18th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Dave Sharp, an engineer with Potesta & Associates, presented the commissioners with additional options for the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital water and sewer projects. Previously, Sharp had presented the commissioners with three options for water and three options for sewer at the hospital. The three original water options were: 1. Water line connecting the town of Marlinton's water system to the water tower up on the hill by PMH. The second option was to upgrade the existing water system, which would require a new well. The third option would be to do nothing and keep the existing system as it is. The third water option was eliminated because the existing system will not provide the water needed for the future expansion. The original three sewer options were: 1. To connect to the town of Marlinton sewer system by installing a gravity sewer pipeline from the hospital down to the town. The second option was to relocate the existing water treatment plant, which needs to be replaced and relocated, to the bottom of the hill where it will discharge into Swago Creek. And the third option was to relocate the treatment plant to Buckeye, where it would discharge into the Greenbrier River. Sharp said that Commissioner Jamie Walker had asked him for additional options which could provide water and sewer services to both Buckeye and to the houses along Buckeye Road, which could possibly serve up to 30 homes in Buckeye and 55 to 65 along Buckeye Road. The option to do that, Sharp estimated, would cost $5.1 million for water and $6.4 million for sewer, since sewerage would require several pump stations along the way. Sharp said that if the commission only wanted to provide sewer to Buckeye itself and not to the houses along Buckeye Road, where most residents already have functional septic systems, the cost would come down from about $6.4 million to about $4 million. The option for water would be to still hook Arlington's water system to the existing water tower near PMH, but run it from there to about 50 customers on Beard Heights and to the 80 to 95 customers in Buckeye and along Buckeye Road. The commissioners want to discuss these options more in depth at a future special meeting. Also at the meeting, Ellis Arbuckle suggested that the commissioners set aside a rainy day fund from the hotel motel tax receipts. Commission President Walt Helmick said that the Commission's intention is to set aside $200,000 a year from the hotel motel tax receipts to ensure the hospital can pay off its expansion loan. Additionally, the Commissioners laid the 2023-2024 tax levy at Class 1, 12.690, Class 2, 25.380, and Classes 3 and 4 at 56.76. They awarded the only bid received for the purchase of a pickup truck to be used for home confinement by the Sheriff's Department to Mitchell Chevrolet for a 2023 Chevrolet 1500 double cab pickup truck at a cost of $41,000. The Sheriff's Department already has that money in their budget. They voted to rebid the reconstruction of the old county clerk's building in Huntersville. When it was originally bid, the one bid received was too high. However, they now believe it is a better time to receive more bids. They agreed to hire Karen Hill and Elizabeth Jeffries as part-time paramedics for the county EMS ambulance service at $18 per hour. They voted to advertise for a company to clear trees and brush off the site of the new 911 center behind PMH. And finally, they held an executive session with Sheriff Barlow concerning courthouse security. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.